who's in the lead? Could I buy some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
Answers are all we need. How will you feed? Brought to you by
gas.
Did you hear that? That's funny.
I heard that.
Well, here's today's congenital host, Cobra.
Gas.
Gas.
It should be the two of the monkeys in there because you guys started...
We've requested this segment, so you can just hand it to us.
All right, go ahead.
So last week, when sometimes we'll send a ticket employee out to a remote location. It's called an appearance. Like, you might go to a cell phone store and stand around for 2 hours, but during those 2 hours, you are required to do call-ins. Now, most of the time, these are pre-recorded. In the case of people that may not be as experienced on the air, they tend to like to pre-record them to get them right, rather than where Donovan or you guys will just call them and do them, you know, live on the fly.
Mm-hmm. I record mine.
Okay, good. Anyway, so Killer, who is notoriously not the number one top broadcaster at the ticket, was sent out on a mission last week. And he sent in his, he does them on his phone and then emails them to Mino. Mino loads them into the system. And at the end of the spot set, we will play one of Killer's call-ins. And they're not great. I'm not to be honest with you. He struggles sometimes.
He's
so rather,
not a strong broadcaster.
Rather than us trying to help him and make them better, no. In the ticket way, we make them worse.
Now, first off, the Killer call-in that we heard initially, and I don't know if you guys doctored that one.
No.
It sounded like he had a chew in his mouth, and he had a lisp and everything else. It didn't even sound like him.
No, it sounded like he was eating tobacco
for
dinner.
Yeah, we didn't mess with the first two.
No.
Okay.
But that was so wheels off that we decided, hey, that was really bad. Let's make it worse. So what Mino has is this piece of software. It's called Audition. And what you can do is you can take a voice clip, a piece of audio, and you can stretch it out, because sometimes you need it to be exactly 30 seconds, but it's only 27, and you can time stretch it out to fill that thing. Now, it doesn't make your voice sound lower. It's not slowing it down. It just stretches it, so the sound of your voice is the same, but it makes it go a little slower.
If you slow it down too much, it will, like this drop. Like,
yes.
If you stretch it way too far, it'll mess with the pitch, but if you slow it down just to the right amount of time,
if you don't,
it sounds like you're just really messed up.
It sounds like you're on either drugs or alcohol or pills or something, but the results are hilarious. So should we play the Killer original?
Yeah, we'll play half of it. It's really long.
A little bit of what it initially in real life sounded like.
Okay.
P1s, Killer's still out here at the Gander Mountain in Frisco off of El Dorado and Dallas Parkway. We're helping them celebrate their grand opening. We've got some great gifts you can come out here to register to win, including a $500 gift card to Gander Mountain. Gander Mountain has everything you need for your outdoor life.
That's the normal one.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's
normal as it can be.
Exactly. So let's hear what happens when you time stretch it just a little bit, and let's meet Hammered Killer.
P1s, Killer's still out here at the Gander Mountain in Frisco off El Dorado and Dallas Parkway. We're helping them celebrate their grand opening. We've got some great gifts you can come out here to register to win, including a $500 gift card to Gander Mountain. Gander Mountain has everything you need for your outdoor life. From shoes to tents, from fishing to hunting, just get on out here to Gander Mountain. NFL Hall of Famer Earl Campbell's going to be out here till 7 signing autographs. But the grand opening celebration will be happening all weekend long. That's at the Gander Mountain in Frisco off El Dorado and Dallas Parkway till 7 tonight.
He sounds like Matt Foley.
He really does. Yes, we were getting tweets, is Killer drunk?
Yeah, he was texting me. He's like, did you guys mess with something? I'm getting like calls and tweets and texts asking if I'm okay.
If I'm okay. So we decided to take some classic and some recent bits of ticket audio and give them the same treatment. Let's start with everybody remembers the old days with the hammer and mic, your wall.
He says he's in the tournament reduction business. Well, why can't all athletes be like him? I don't know.
All right. Let's hear what that sounds like when you add the effect to it, and it just sounds like two drunk guys sitting around making no sense at all.
He says he's in the tournament reduction business. Why can't all athletes be like him? I don't know.
Listen to the best part is, why can't all athletes be like him? Play it again.
Why can't all athletes be like him? Can't all athletes be like him?
God.
Isn't that amazing?
So baked. I got a question.
Yes, yes. It's so just messed up.
Can all athletes be like him?
All right, let's go on. This one actually involves Killer as well. Do you remember when Killer tried to eat the raw meat?
I'll never forget it.
Let's hear this short clip in
normal speed.
Now
he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin and Promotions went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the Killer is putting pepper on it.
What's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
Hey, gotta try something.
All right, let's hear it with the drunk effect.
Now he's putting pepper on it right now. He's agreed to do this. Irwin and Promotions went over to the select counter over there and had them pick out their finest 20-ounce steak, which is now sitting in front of us. And the Killer is putting pepper on it.
What's this other stuff you put on there?
She gave me some seasoning to put on there, too.
It's raw.
What a jaw wall moment that was.
Oh my God.
I love it when Mike came in there.
Oh, so great. It just sounds like everybody knows they're drunk, so they're trying to be real deliberate when they're talking.
I'm trying to think exactly what it does sound like. It's something, I mean, it's like you're in some sort of experimental room and someone had given you, everybody's eating the same amount of
right.
LSD or something,
yeah,
you
it
know.
It sounds like some sort of drug scene.
Yes.
Totally.
Television after school special.
Yes, right. And exactly. This is what it looks like. Like, we're not all addicts, but this, we just happen to take this experiment and be given this drug, and then we all sound like this.
Mino thought this one was really funny. I got an e-break for not paying attention, surprisingly. Here it is in real speed.
You've heard of him, Mike, because we played his work on the air. He was part of that Justin Bieber roast not too long ago. Now, Pete Davidson, for those who do not know, is a New Yorker who lost his father on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe. And he was the one making 9/11 dad jokes.
Well, hey, we're setting him up here, Danny.
What?
That's what we're doing. We're setting all this up.
Yeah, that's why I was helping and jumping in. Do you want me to just be quiet and sit here?
No,
well,
no. You do what you want.
That's great on its own. But all listen right. How hammered I sound when I come into this conversation.
You've heard of him, Mike, because we played his work on the air. He was part of that Justin Bieber roast not too long ago. Now, Pete Davidson, for those who do not know, is a New Yorker who lost his father on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe. And he was the one
that's
making 9/11 dad jokes.
We're setting him up here, Danny. Listen,
what?
That's what we're doing. We're setting all this up.
Yeah, that's why I was helping and jumping in. Do you want me to just be quiet and sit here?
No. You do what you want.
No, I'm playing the audio here. That's where we're
God!
Getting to. Yeah, okay. It's no worries.
A little discussion beforehand wouldn't hurt.
I know.
God, so
go back in your corner.
Drunk. Oh, jeez.
It's great.
That's awesome.
All right, this one. I wanted to save the best for last. I'm not sure if this isn't the best, but we all remember this weird out of the blue moment featuring the Hammer from many years ago.
And that does not shock me about Brotherhood. I would really expect nothing less from this because they have gone pretty balls out on things all year.
You like my orange socks?
I hadn't noticed them. Let's see. They're orange, all right.
Yeah.
They're bright orange.
You like them?
I don't know.
You're not a fan of the small sock that's colored.
No, I tend to go with white socks.
With white, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty much a white sock guy.
What even happened anyway?
We really don't even need to treat that with anything to make it sound right. More drunk, but oh, when you do, it's so much fun.
And that does not shock me about Brotherhood. I would really expect nothing less from this because they have gone pretty balls out on things all year.
You like my orange socks?
I hadn't noticed them. Let's see.
God.
They're orange, all right.
Yeah.
They're bright orange.
You like them?
I don't know. You're
not a fan of the small sock that's colored.
No, I tend to go with white socks.
With the white, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty much a white sock guy.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that is so...
Fan of the small sock.
They're just kind of wobbling side to side.
Yeah, and you're kind of pointing like, wait a minute.
With the bottle the other hand.
Wait for it. I'm
just holding in a burp
it.
For a minute.
Yeah.
That pesky word sock. You couldn't quite get to it.
It's a real hard word to remember. Sock.
Oh, man. That is great.
And then like, this... Go ahead.
It's like Playboy After Dark or something
it
like
is.
That.
Everybody's
you know,
just on, like, I don't know, like helium
yeah,
or
whatever.
Yeah,
everybody's standing around. Whippets. They're all drinking and, you know, enjoying martinis and whatnot. And probably a little, you know.
A little tea. Smoke a
little tea or some such. And well, that's what you wind up with. Everybody just kind of slowed down a little bit.
Sounds like you're talking right after you took a toke and you're still holding the...
A little bit.
Yeah. But even then, you talk quicker, they tell me.
Listen to this. Okay, this is the original. This is you and me having a discussion about the Ryder Cup last week, but slowed down. Oh, my God. It sounds like a couple of potheads at 4 a.m. that are about to fall asleep. This
my dream is to go to one of these.
To a Ryder Cup?
Yes.
Cup?
Yes.
I'll take you next year.
I want your only two events in golf to be the Masters and a Ryder Cup. And like make the Ryder Cup like it Wentworth in England or something like that.
We'll go to the U.S. one next year.
That'd be 4 years from now.
Oh, it's every 4 years?
It's every 2 years.
Oh, okay.
It's based on a rolling point system for both
Where?
Teams. And then there's a captain. Davis Love is our captain this year. And you select a couple of... captain's picks to go along with the 8 or 10 dudes that actually make the team based on points.
All right. Good, upbeat, crisp conversation. A lot of information there.
Yeah.
We're learning about the Ryder Cup. Here it is at 4 a.m. after 17 bags of weed.
My dream is to go to one of these.
To a Ryder Cup?
Yes.
I'll take you next year.
I want your only two events in golf to be the Masters and a Ryder Cup. And like make the Ryder Cup like it Wentworth in England or something like that.
We'll go to the U.S. one next year.
That'd be 4 years from now.
Oh, it's every 4 years?
It's every 2 years.
Oh, okay.
It's based on a rolling point system for both teams. And then there's a captain. Davis Love is our captain this year. Mm-hmm. And you select a couple of captain's picks to go along with the 8 dude or 10 dudes that actually make the team based on points.
Oh, my gosh. I love that one for some reason.
Okay. I got it now.
You
know what? I'm going to take you to the Ryder Cup.
That's our favorite part. Like, just this bit. It's like, let's go to Shreveport.
Yeah.
I'm driving. Anyway, we thought that was fun. That's what we do to entertain ourselves in here when you guys are talking sports.
That is awesome.